This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden has hosted his first large event since being inaugurated in January. He held a party at the White House on Sunday in honor of the U.S. Independence Day holiday. In his remarks to those gathered, Biden said America is coming back together. He noted that Americans have been spending time together now that a vaccine for COVID-19 is widely available. He added, "Today we're closer than ever to declaring our independence from a deadly virus." The Biden administration had set a goal of 70% of Americans vaccinated by today's holiday. The nation got close. Well, at least about 67% have had at least one shot. Hundreds of guests showed up at the White House party to mingle and eat the traditional fare of the 4th of July, hamburgers. Among the guests were military families and essential workers who helped with the pandemic response. And in his remarks, Biden encouraged those who have not yet been vaccinated against the coronavirus to do so. He said, "It's the most patriotic thing you can do." Sunday also marked one of the first times that fencing, which had been erected around the White House during the anti-police violence protests in 2020 and in the wake of the January 6th assault on the Capitol building, was removed. Visitors can now walk up to the North Lawn fence in front of the White House. Preparations are underway for the demolition of a Florida condominium building that partially collapsed last week. This is ahead of an ongoing tropical storm that could hit Florida by Tuesday. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told reporters Sunday there's no specific time set for the demolition. She said the top priority is to pull down the remains of Champlain Towers South as soon as possible. And we've now been informed that it should happen within the next few hours. The 12-story building in Surfside, Florida collapsed on June 24th. This is VOA News. As the last U.S. forces are withdrawn from Afghanistan, the American commander who oversaw last week's withdrawal from Bagram Airfield says he is worried about the territorial advance of the Taliban insurgents trying to take back control of the country. U.S. Army General Scott Miller told ABC television on Sunday that the Taliban is gaining strength. He called their territorial gains concerning. The Taliban have captured more than 100 Afghan districts since early May. President Biden ordered the troop withdrawal with a goal of completing the job by September 11th. Former President Donald Trump had also supported withdrawing the troops. The U.S. invaded Afghanistan 20 years ago to combat al-Qaeda terrorists who had been training there in advance of their September 11th attacks on New York and the Pentagon outside Washington. Those attacks killed nearly 3,000 people. And, of course, this September 11th will be the 20th anniversary of those attacks. Four people were found dead Saturday as a huge fire raged in Cyprus, destroying tracts of forest in a blaze one official called the worst in Cyprus history. Fanned by strong winds, the fire affected at least 10 communities over an area of 50 square kilometers in the foothills of the Troodos mountain range. It's an area of pine forest and densely vegetated shrubland. The EU's executive body, the European Commission, said firefighting planes had departed from Greece to battle the fire, and Italy is also planning to deploy aerial firefighters. South Africa's former president Jacob Zuma says he will not meet a court deadline to surrender himself to start a 15-month jail term for contempt. He spoke to journalists at his homestead in KwaZulu-Natal province, where hundreds of his supporters are camped outside in solidarity. He said officials cannot expect him to go to jail during the pandemic. Zuma is 79 years old. He said sentencing him to jail would be the same thing as sentencing him to death. Zuma was sentenced to jail for contempt of court after he repeatedly refused to appear before investigators to give evidence in a corruption probe. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi inaugurated a large naval base on Saturday, 139 kilometers from the border with Libya. He was joined by Abu Dhabi's crown prince and Libya's unity president. Egypt says the base will help it protect strategic and economic interests and guard against so-called irregular migration as Egypt boosts its naval presence on the Mediterranean and the Red Sea. Later, Sisi briefed guests at a private event about the giant hydropower dam being built by Ethiopia. Egypt sees that dam as a threat to its water supplies. The United Nations Security Council is likely to discuss that issue this coming week. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.